Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. What would you expect from a band called Teen? A bunch of teenagers, right? Probably playing some teen-oriented pop, right? And that might be enough to scare some of you off, but fear not, because the band Teen is actually all grown-up indie rockers from Brooklyn, and they take their name from their front woman, Teenie Lieberson, who might have thought twice before naming her band, but what's done is done, and Teenie and her two sisters will join us to play a couple of songs, including a brand new one. Now, here's something that we've specifically designed to scare some of you off. Halloween is just a few days away, and that means it's time for us to kick off a nightmarish series of shows called
Soundcheck's House of Horrors.
Wow, that sounds scary and expensive. And joining me now is the guy who watches our budget, Soundcheck executive producer Joel Meyer. Wow.
Yeah, you know, John, not as expensive as it sounds. All that we did is we just put an iPhone in your office and hit record on the little voice memo thing, and that's what it sounds like in your office on a regular Monday morning.
So, House of Horrors, what will unfold over the next couple of days?
This is going to be really scary, John. We're going to celebrate Halloween this week on Soundcheck a bunch of different ways, sort of looking at the scary side of music and the scary side of sound as well. I'm really excited about something we're doing later in the week. We're going to be talking with the sound supervisor from American Horror Story, Coven.
You girls need to learn to fight. When witches don't fight, we burn.
This is, John, a horror TV show on the FX network. Okay, so this is the guy that coordinates sound effects and all the various ambient sounds that you hear on it. So we're going to hear how they make that show sound scary.
But there's a literal House of Horrors that will come into play, right?
Exactly. Now, sometimes, John, to get ideas for the things that we do on Soundcheck, we don't have to go very far. And in this case, we went across the street. Across the street from the WNYC studios is Blood Manor, one of the New York area's premier haunted houses. We're going to talk with the proprietors of that haunted house, and we're also going to send two of our producers into the haunted house, and we may never see them again.
On tonight's show, in fact, we'll be doing something House of Horror-y.
That's right. You guys know Kristen and Rafer from the Takeaways Movie Date podcast. You hear them on the Takeaway, or maybe you listen to their podcast, or you've heard them here on Soundcheck. Kristen and Rafer are going to come on the show tonight and talk about scary sounds in movies and scary soundtracks as well.
But now there's another part of our week-long House of Horrors here on Soundcheck, and this is going to involve our listeners as well.
That's right. We want to bring you, the listener, through the House of Horrors, and we're doing that by asking you the question, who is the scariest musician ever? Now, you can interpret that question, who is the scariest musician ever, however you want. It could be scary people who make scary recordings, or people that have been scary in concerts that you've been to, or scary in some other sort of amazing supernatural way. You can interpret however this
one. Or just strike awe into your heart.
That's
or something like that.
So there's a couple of ways that you can respond. You can leave a message on our listener line, which we love hearing from you guys, 866-939-1612. You can also post a comment on soundcheck.org, or you can tweet us using the hashtag #scariestmusician.
All right. Now, just to get the listener juices flowing, we have been kind of assembling a series of answers to this question from some of our recent musical guests. And again, the question is, who is the scariest musician ever?
All right. So first up, John, I want to play for you a response from New York hip-hop legend Daryl McDaniels, better known as DMC, one of the original three members of Run DMC.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's tight.
Here we go.
Ozzy Osbourne, even though, you know, he's a rock star, his movements, the way he speaks, the records that he made, even everything that happened in his real life, he's really a monster. For real. Think about it. Even now, the way he moves across that stage, it's eerie. I was going to say Alice Cooper, but it's definitely for real. It's Ozzy Osbourne.
Mr. Crowley, what went on in your head? Oh, Mr. Crowley, did you talk to the dead?
Okay, now we also had in the studio Bryce Dessner, the composer and one of the twin guitarists in the rock band The National. Here's his response.
I used to think it was Ozzy Osbourne, but I think that less now. I would say I ran into Slash from Guns N' Roses in the hallway once of a festival in Ireland. And he is an imposing figure. He was shirtless and he is incredibly muscular. And I don't know that I'd want to like run into him in a dark alleyway. So I would say that Slash is, he also has a scary name.
All right, so I actually find Axl Rose a little scary as well, if we're going to talk Guns N' Roses. But
that's the way I would have gone, too.
But Slash, yeah, he's got that kind of Mad Hatter look to him. So
okay, then, John, we invited White Denim in. These are this is a sort of psychedelic indie rock band from Austin, Texas. They have a great new album called Corsicana Lemonade that we're big fans of in the Soundcheck offices. And their bass player, Steve Terabecki, had a slightly different reaction to the question, who is the scariest musician ever?
You know, it's weird. The first person that came to mind was Avril Lavigne.
The first person that came to mind.
It was. And I don't know why, but I guess part of it is the fact that she married Chad Kroeger from Nickelback. And she's in her early 30s and still makes, like, music or just acts like she's 17 years old, and it's just, it totally freaks me out.
So, Joel, as you were saying before, you know, you can take this question, who is the scariest musician ever, in any number of directions, and certainly Steve from the band White Denim took it in an unexpected direction.
That's right. And, you know, something that isn't unexpected, once again, Nickelback just getting kicked in the shorts on Soundcheck again. There's really never been a non-sarcastic word said about that band on our show.
All right. So who else?
Also, okay, the pianist Valentina Lisitsa was in the studio here, a fantastic performance. And she had a response that comes from a very different genre.
Probably Shostakovich, because again, how many pieces of music do you get to play when you actually have to graphically describe death?
This is the Shostakovich Sonata number two.
Yes. It's a dying. It's a process of dying. They say, there is a beating heart which stops.
And you hear the beating heart stop in the piece.
Yes, yes. It goes slower, slower. And right, it's absolute, you know, it's a copy of EKG.
Of EKG?
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know that. I was not into those details.
That is a pretty scary piece.
Yes.
All right, a little Shostakovich for your Halloween pleasure,
that's
I guess.
That's a super creepy response.
Again, really
EKGs,
is.
I didn't think were going to come out of this this question.
All right. Once again, Soundcheck's executive producer Joel Meyer sharing some of the answers we've gotten over the past couple of weeks from some of our musical guests to our question of the week. Who is the scariest musician ever? You got one more for us?
Okay, here's one more. We just had John Paul Keith in the studio. He's a sort of roots rocker, alt-country, kind of hard to place him, but very classic rock and roll sound. Fantastic new album that I really love called Memphis Circa 3 AM. As the title implies, he's based in Memphis, has lived there for about almost 10 years, and is really, as we found out, really kind of like a, you know, budding historian of the Memphis music scene. Mm-hmm. And so naturally, his answer has a little something to do with another favorite son of Memphis.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Why?
He's the killer. You never know what he's going to do. I do know there's some bullet holes in various buildings in Memphis that he's responsible for. So, you know, he's the killer. You know, you can't be the greatest rock and roller that ever lived and be a safe, productive member of society.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
John, the scariest thing about Jerry Lee Lewis is like, well, how old are those bullet holes? Are those bullet holes from the 60s or 70s? Or are those bullet holes from, like, May?
All right, Soundcheck listeners, who is or was the scariest musician ever? Interpret the question however you want. Answer it in one of these ways. Leave a voicemail on our listener line at 866-939-1612 or post a comment on our website, soundcheck.org, or tweet us. Even right now, with the hashtag Scariest Musician. All right, Joel, thanks for bringing some of these by, and we'll probably have more during the course of the week.
We absolutely will. Thanks, John.
All right, and coming up next, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer are the co-hosts of the Takeaways Movie Date podcast, and they have a special Halloween-themed segment to share with us coming up in just a moment on Soundcheck.